Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar?
One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
continue to listen. And if you do, keep listening. Sherry Marie, because you love me. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It's that time for Ancestral Blueprints. And Sherry Marie is reminding us, we are free, we are free, we are free. When you recognize that you're so much more than you see in the mirror, when you understand that you're connected to your family, your ancestors, but you don't have to carry their pain, their burden, but you can at least be aware what's going on behind the scenes. And when you realize what's going on behind the scenes, oh, you can just be free. All your trauma, all the grief, all the tears, they just get transformed into a butterfly, a whole new life. Yes, yes, yes. Ancestral Blueprints is what you're listening to. And the topic today is the hologram of our family lives inside of us, even if you couldn't stand him, even if you never met him or met her, your mom, your dad, if you just have a brother or sister that you just, you wish they belonged to another family. Guess what? The hologram of our family lives inside of us. You can never be separated from what happened many years ago, so don't try and justify it. Accept it, embrace it, and then you'll be really free. It is so nice to have you guys here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm feeling the energy of this show. Lisa Iverson is in the house. She's going to just bring what she brings. And actually, sometimes when we do the show, it always feels like it was a week ago. As you know, Ancestral Blueprints happens every last Wednesday of the month. But for some reason today, it seems like I haven't spoken to Lisa. Well, I haven't done the show in a long time. That's what it feels like. What's going on in my hologram? the number is 347-426-3346. Tell a friend, tell a lover, tell a hater, tell everybody you know. Life Conversations Radio is where it's happening. Share the show on Facebook, tweet the show, and all the other social networks. Like the show. Those of you listening online right now, just click the like button, and also make sure you follow the follow Life Conversations Radio by clicking follow. One of the tabs, all this clicking and tabbing and liking and loving thing. It's all good. It all comes together because we're socially networking. When we socially network, we realize, we remember that we're never disconnected from the past, and we're always connected to now, and there's so much more. So, yes, do share the show with everybody that you know, people you're trying to get to know. And today, right now, at this very moment, we are giving you an opportunity to know yourself in a whole new way and set your blueprints. But before I do that, quick announcement. Let's see. What do we need to tell you? Every first and Wednesday. If you're having this energy rush through your life, Coach Adam, you've got to really pace yourself, or you might create a whole new language. Every first Wednesday, second Wednesday of the month. Somehow that doesn't sound right. I think I've been hijacked. One of my ancestors is taking over my body. They're not used to technology. They probably speak a different language. What do you mean probably? They do. What's wrong with you? Anyway, first Wednesday and second Wednesday of the month, a spiritual tactic. Yes, I got it out. with a psychic and a life coach every first and second Wednesday of the month. Life coach Ade and psychic Betty Pagini, who is my co-producer right now, and we co-host Spiritual Tag Team every first and second Wednesday of the month. That was easy. What else? We have a lot of guests coming up, and I'm not going to list them, so you can go to find out more, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Check out the upcoming guests, all the great things that are happening. Look at what we're doing here, Life Conversations Radio. For those of you who missed the guests, go back and see who was here. Just go and share yourself, fill in the testimonial form. Let us know how you're enjoying the show, what you would like to see. Maybe you know somebody, all this other good stuff. And what else? Let's see. Yeah, maybe one more thing. Let's do one more thing because we can. Well, if you go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, there's a new service that I'm offering called Life Chat. Live chat coaching. This is where you get coached on a particular issue, topic, thing that you're dealing with for about an hour, and to help you resolve it, to bring you back into alignment. I'm getting ready to bring on my co-host. If you want to find out more about my co-host, Lisa Iverson, you can catch up. You can catch up, so I don't have to say anything. Go to lisaiverson.com. LisaIverson.com, and I am so happy and grateful to have Lisa. Ladies and gentlemen, just help me welcome my co-host, Lisa Iverson.
You got a new thing going on there, Dave.
People are excited. They miss you. It's been a whole month.
You don't have that many people in your studio. You must You are broadcasting, maybe from like an auditorium or a theater there.
It is, because you know we're in the Universal Room and there are a lot of people here. Everybody's excited. The ones you can see and the ones you can't see.
I hear you. I take it as a sign of our ancestors are cheering for us.
Mm-hmm. They're saying, good job that you're actually going to talk about this topic today. And you're brave enough. You trust us enough to allow us to come through.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
The topic is the hologram of our family lives inside of us. Things that make you go, Lisa, what does that mean? I mean, hologram? What is this, Star Trek?
What does that mean? You know, the easiest way to really kind of picture that image or feel that image is just to remember that each of us is simultaneously all the different positions in our family that we are. So, for example, I am a daughter and a granddaughter and a sister and a wife and a mother and a niece and an aunt and a cousin. All these roles, positions, places where I belong in my family, all those positions, they exist at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's the easiest entry point into this idea about the family being holographic. So the nature of a hologram is it's this multidimensional thing that whenever you are working, like if you try to separate out, take a little corner of the hologram, the whole of it would still be contained in the corner that you were working with. Mm. You know, so it's this really amazing thing that, you know, even when we're living our lives, so we're going about our day-to-day life, and even when my mind might think that, so say I'm having an experience or an interaction with my husband or with my daughter, I might in my mind think that it's all about me as a mom or me as a wife. The reality is that all those other positions, family positions that I mentioned, are also still there and sometimes might be very deeply influencing what's going on, and that's happening outside of my conscious awareness.
Hmm. Now, that's a point. That's something to unpack right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're saying if you're experiencing something with your daughter and your husband, and because we tend to, you know, we look at things that trigger us. Some of us say we get triggered or somebody's getting on my nerves, something is happening, I'm having a moment. That you're saying that it's a bit more than that. It could be more that what's happening there is far more than the person who's in front of us or who we think it is. That maybe all the other, I don't even know if I can say titles, but I use that for lack of a better word. Yeah. They're all playing out themselves in that moment.
Yeah. And it's not only our, you know, places of position in our family that sometimes get triggered or activated or are influencing us, but it's the other people in our family blueprints, in our ancestral blueprints, who are sometimes, their experience is sometimes influencing how things go. So an example might be where I'm Let's go back to that example with my husband. So maybe I'm having a fight with my husband. And I think, you know, because we are concrete, we like to be concrete, you know, as humans. We like the concrete. So I think that it's just about the two of us. But it might also be that I'm somehow expressing my grandmother's discontent with my grandfather. Maybe my grandmother was just kind of eternally mad at my grandpa for whatever reason, whatever happened in their lives. So I might, out of my loyalty, really blind, loving loyalty to my grandma, kind of carry on a fight with my husband. So there's lots of different ways that this kind of thing gets expressed. That's just a simple way to kind of wrap your mind.
So I wanted to, speaking for listeners who maybe say, that's just a bit much. If my husband, if you're fighting with your husband, how could you say it's got anything to do with your grandmother and your grandfather? I mean, it's just what it is. I mean, someone said on one of the shows we did, I think it was last year, they're saying, last month, they said, well, your ancestors are dead, they're gone. I mean, how is their life relevant? Well, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, they're gone in the physical form, but you know what they experienced in their lives, and the fact that without them we wouldn't be here, often means that there's a deeper connection going on than you know what we can think about. Yeah,
and I guess that I know. Is that if we understand that, I think in the show earlier today, conscious parenting, we were talking about, if we realize that we're so much more than our bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, to someone, I asked the question, I get it. But if we just start with, even then, the example that you use, being a daughter, a granddaughter, a sister, a wife, a cousin, and all of that. But even if that's too far out for someone, they can look at themselves and say, okay, for me now, there's a part of my father that lives in me. There's a part of my mother that lives in me.
Absolutely.
You know, we can just start there. So, and that life that's moving through my father and that was moving through my mother, and even now, even though she's not in the physical body, is still active in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go back and say, well, actually, if that's the case, my grandfather's and my grandmother's life is active in me. So we keep passing it on. And that's the whole idea of saying life is eternal, because life never dies. The body changes. We step out of this. So energetically, we know that everything is energy. And if you don't, then to find out, everything is energy. That energy is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
So as we move forward, and maybe using your example, staying with that, you're fighting with your husband, and you suddenly catch yourself and say, well, maybe this is not even about just about my husband and I.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this has something to do with my grandmother, my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
For people who want to step into that awareness and healing what is showing up right now, what's the next step to take?
The next step is just to take a deep breath and then to say, try it out, you know, to say inside of one's own heart, you know, dear grandma, I really love you.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
That totally shifts it.
Mm.
Because then what we do is it's like we shine a little flashlight on the soul about this connection. And it makes it possible for there to be the paradox of the connection and the separation.
Mm.
It's this really quite paradoxical thing where when we see how connected we are to who and where we come from, this is the biggest thing that promotes a freedom to live our own separate lives. The opposite happens too when we say to ourselves over and over and over again, which is in the States what we've said for many generations, that I am completely separate I'm so individual. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about the American story. It's all about being separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about the individual. And so, you know, when we do that, it leaves, you know, an unseen bondage, actually, mm-hmm. where we're not free to be as individual as what we say that we are, because the reality is, you know, if we think about it even from a real left brain scientific perspective, you know, we look at it from a DNA perspective, you know. These, our family is in our DNA, you know.
Yes, indeed.
But we
indeed.
Can see it through that lens when it's in mm-hmm. this left brain analytical perspective.
Yes.
But if we can see
right.
it there, you know,
mm-hmm.
let's allow ourselves to see it in this other place too.
And that, like you said, from the left brain could make it easy for some people. You know, if you say the hologram of our family lives inside of us, I don't know about that. I don't know if I agree with that. But like you said, when you look at it from the left brain and DNA, you go to a doctor, they say,
mm-hmm.
do you have heart issues in your family? Do you have diabetes
mm-hmm.
in your family? Do you have cancer in your family? Because they're thinking, okay, if that's in your family, then, you know, according to them, you're supposed to have it, you know. And when we start looking at life from a holistic perspective, we're not so afraid. We just take things and look at it as information, and then we can make the next step. And when you talk about, if it comes up for you, say, well, maybe this is something that has to do with my grandmother or them, her being angry at my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean, sometimes we don't have to do too much work. It's just recognizing and acknowledging the love, right, that already exists,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. When you say,
yeah.
Grandma, I love you.
Yeah,
and we know what it means. We might say, "Well, how's that going to change anything?" But if you ask that question, ask yourself: when someone that cares about you, that loves you, tells you, "I love you," how does that feel for you? What does that do for you? That's one way to know how that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's tap into our hologram of our extended family. Tamara, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Wonderful.
Good. This show is perfect for me today. You know, I fall into a trance very often of thinking, I have these problems, and they're my problems, and why do I have these problems? You know, sort of like being very alone with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, one of my biggest life challenges has been my body, this life, and my energy and my health. And I tend, when it gets a little worse, to fight it tooth and nail and not accept what is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really slowly, you know, relaxing a little bit more and a little bit more around it. But it was interesting because my husband was talking to my mom yesterday. He was 83. And she was telling him, you know, I hate getting older. I don't like it. I don't accept it. I was taught to be independent. You know, basically, I'm fighting this tooth and nail.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my father, when he had Parkinson's, and he got so bad he had to be put in a nursing home. And he was furious to be put in a nursing home. And he was, like, throwing his food around. And I can't remember if he got thrown out of the nursing home or was threatened to. But he was so angry. And it was not okay that he was in a physical state that he had to get taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when my husband talked to my mom, I was like, oh, of course. I mean, I didn't, like, create this thing out of thin air. There's
mm-hmm.
a whole family lineage of fighting mm-hmm. tooth and nail and not accepting what happens with the body. And I just also, so I just wanted to share that, and I also wondered if you had any little tricks I could do to kind of find a new way within myself to
mm-hmm.
to have more acceptance and to release it, because it really is, like, really intense inside me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so glad you called. I can just sense millions of people resonating with what you're saying,
mm.
you know? it's just, it's, there's such a deep truth to what you're saying, you know, how this goes for you, what you notice, your mom and dad, and so many families. And, you know, the image that comes to me as you're talking, and I trust that there is a divine wisdom operating in everybody all the time. And so you know inside of you if this feels like something to consider trying or not. But, you know, in some prayer, in some meditation, you could consider, you know, closing your eyes, having a sense of a connection with your mom and dad, and just acknowledging in that place, in a kind of a meditative, prayerful place, acknowledging just what you said, how much you're doing it the same.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is this strength that comes from acknowledging what is. And then if it feels right, you can also, after acknowledging this, you can pray to them. This is a radical thing in the States, to consider praying to one's family. But you can pray to them and say, please bless me when I do it differently.
Mm.
And just notice what flows from there. You know, there's not a right or wrong about it. There really is not. But this quality you describe of a kind of a fierce independence, you know, that's hardwired into many of our families. And it's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just a thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the judgment that we have about all sorts of things often is what also keeps us stuck or repeating something that we don't want to repeat. And so that's the other piece that I'd recommend, is just, you know, allowing and seeking out a sense of compassion and lack of judgment about the quality.
Right.
You know, what I notice when we do that, when people do that, when I do that, it eases up. There's a softening that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can feel that towards my mother, and then I need to turn it around and feel it towards myself.
Yeah.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I can see with her, I'm like, wow, look at all the extra suffering she's putting herself through. And I'm like, oh, wait. So do I.
Yeah. And really letting yourself, you know, this is the focus of my work, you know, letting yourself see that as an expression of love. That when you're doing it that same way as your mom or your dad, it's an expression of love. It's not pathology. It's not dysfunction. So I've been a psychotherapist for 20 years, and I'm telling you to consider a different path than what most of the messages from my profession tend to support, which is a view of family that has quite a lot of judgment and negativity to it. You know? So this is another thing. Just really let yourself experiment with that space of acceptance of the quality.
Okay. Yeah, that might be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Like there's a strength in it, even though it's used against yourself.
Yeah, and it's been there for a reason, you know.
Yes.
I
feel intuitively it goes back to ancestors in Russia and the tough life that they were living. Although I don't have the details of what happened there. It feels like it goes back quite a ways, and we need to be tough, and there's no vulnerability, and vulnerability is weakness, and weakness is just unacceptable.
Yes. And so many, many families, it's wonderful you can kind of feel your way into that, and you know a little bit about family history, what happened in your ancestry, where they came from, many times there's a quality that we're expressing in our individual lives that is a resonance with earlier trauma that was experienced in our ancestries. So, you know, if our ancestors, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, you know, they fled persecution, they survived war, they survived famine, they, you know, there was an element of a real survival.
Right.
Context, you know, right. That can absolutely be part of what we're kind of in an echo with. And so the circumstance is no longer there in our life, but the coping quality.
Sounds good. Yeah, I love it. Thank you. That gives me a couple more little ways to do it in a new way. So
you
thank
bet.
You
that's
so
right.
much.
Yeah. Do it a new way. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you,
Thanks.
Tamara.
Thank you.
Oh, there's so much in that. So much, Lisa. I like when Tamara was talking about it goes way back and to family in Russia, and I thought of family constellations, and I was just really thinking, oh, my God, if she ever experienced a family constellation
yes.
circle.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
yes. Yes.
It's a great next step to read about a little bit online to just get a feel for. We can talk about it here today, too, but just to see.
Yes.
It's a terrific way to access these images.
Indeed. And I'm going to say this because I was feeling that Tamara and everybody else, check out Family Constellations with the S, familyconstellationswest.com to get some information about family constellations, and you get to see things from a new perspective, a different way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take another call. Actually, when we come back, we'll answer questions in the chat room. We'll take a call. Or we'll just see what happens when we come back. Who knows what we're going to do when we come back. But we have a question in the chat room and a caller on the phone line. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Today's topic is the hologram of our family lives inside of us. Which part of your family experience are you denying? What are you embracing? Which part of your family experience are you judging? Are you criticizing? Because if you judge it, criticize it, guess what? You're criticizing yourself.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
And that's what it's about. You think and feel what is true about you. If it's working for you, keep doing what you're doing. If it's keeping you stuck and disempowered, then you might want to do something different about it. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. The topic is the hologram of our family lives inside of us. Okay, let's try that again. The hologram of our family lives inside of us. There you go. My mind, something happened there. And Lisa Iverson is my co-host. I am Life Coach Ade. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month. And now let's go to the question in the chat room, and then we'll come to the call. We have a question. Nicole Johnson said, stay with me, come with me, work with me, let's do this. Here's the question. She said, Nicole and Kevin, how do I dispel the negative forces that threatens my happiness and prosperity? I have done smudging, candle magic, sea salt, prayers, but something is still blocking me. Okay. Well, Lisa, you want to say anything to that?
Yeah. Couple things. you know, the first thought is I would encourage Nicole to read a little bit about the constellation approach, the websites that you mentioned. It could give mm-hmm. her some insights. It could give her some, you know, insights and new ways of looking at energy in her life and family and how that's all connected. So that's my first kind of concrete thought. Without knowing, you know, any more details about yeah. what's going on for Nicole, I don't want to, you know, make any assumptions about.
I get it.
You know, yep. about family life, you know, what's going on. Yeah, what I can say is that what I have seen repeatedly through the constellation approach is that, the things that happen in our families, we are often really in a much deeper resonance with who and where we come from than we can even begin to really understand with our minds. And so sometimes there are things that happen in our families that are traumatic or where there is injustice that's happened of some kind. You know, one person took something from another person or had something taken from them. You know, it could be a concrete thing, you know, like they were robbed. The most extreme form of injustice is, you know, when there's been a murder and a life has been taken, there can be, you know, the echoes of that kind of a trauma. And the injustice of what happened with that dynamic can ripple through the generations. This work, the constellation work, can be helpful, like no other approach I've seen, you know, to help bring clarity and stop patterns and figure out where the roots are, you know, what are the roots for whatever's going on in one's life. So we might have a kind of a negativity of something going on in our lives that might not have anything to do with us, you know, that might have something to do with something that happened earlier in the generations. So that's what comes to me to say today, and I hope that it's helpful, and I hope it's helpful to learn a little bit more online about it too for her. Yeah, I appreciate the question.
Indeed, and I also invite you, Nicole, to call in 347-426-3346, because as I'm looking at your question, when you say you dispel a negative force that's threatening your happiness and prosperity, and you've done smudging, candle magic, seesaw prayer, these are things that have worked, but somehow you still feel blocked. And I think, you know, we can sort of zoom or speak to what we're feeling, but with the call we can get to, what do you mean you're being blocked? You say very powerful. And kind of see what's really going on there. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's go to Celeste. How are you doing, Celeste?
I'm in awe. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Ade and Tamara, my sister.
Hello.
Okay. So I actually have something that I've been saving just for ancestral blueprints. It happened last night. And, Lisa, I'm going to start with you. When you made a comment at the beginning that, you know, you felt like the ancestors were cheering for you, were cheering for all of us. And
yes,
I wanted to confirm for you that that's absolutely true. And my sister, my baby sister, who I met in 2006, is my best friend. And we had a moment of talking and sharing that felt like church. It was a prayer. And we had a visitation. We weren't together. We were over the phone. But I strongly felt my mother's energy, who is an ancestor who watches over me, and her as well. And the experience of the cheers that we both felt was as we were speaking and we were, you know, sister friends, vulnerability, open, self-love, sharing secrets, because we hadn't been able to talk in a minute. So, you know, she shared her marbles and I shared mine and we were laughing and crying and there was just so much love that I really think that we started a soul party and the angels and the ancestors said, okay, they're partying down there, let us come. And so I closed my eyes weeks in a day and I had the experience of being teleported, and I'm very clear about what I'm saying, back to my mother's porch in North Carolina. And the feelings of it was so intense. I could hear the crickets. I could see the stars. I could smell the trees. And I opened my eyes and I said, Lori, guess what I saw? And I shared it with her. And I said, every time I close my eyes, I feel like I'm on my mother's porch. And then my mother was there, and then my sister was there. And my mother and my sister were not able to meet on this earth plane. I just met my sister when I turned 36. So really how I'm going to wrap up this very woo-woo magical story is this. Getting in touch with that vulnerability, getting in touch with someone, connecting with someone who loves you on a very deep level invites energy of love in all your ancestors to come through. I have no doubt about that. And I always had this secret wish that my sister could have met my mom and she could have experienced that front porch love, which is a whole other conversation in the South, being on that front porch and sharing stories. I was able to have my wish fulfilled last night. And I wanted to share that with all of you and share that on the flip side of the arguments. There are these moments of connecting so deeply that the ancestors say, I'm coming down and I'm going to party with you. And that's what I experienced, and I wanted to share that with my family.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm just have a permagrand while you're talking, Celeste. It's a beautiful blessing. It's wonderful. It's like while you're talking, it's like you kind of invite us to hang out on the porch there with you and your mom and sister a little bit. Just a moment. It's wonderful.
I felt like it was a summer evening in Georgia with the crickets and the smell and the temperature were just perfect. It is true. There's so much going on a soul level, and we got to pay attention to what we feel to understand what the soul is telling us. That's not in the five senses, not in the sense, not in an intellect. It's about listening differently to what we feel, to what's been, you know, the feeling of joy, of passion, of peacefulness, or even anger, rage, all of that is communicating with us. Rather than deny it, we can focus on it and say, well, pay attention to it and say, what is here for me to learn? What is here? What do I need to hear? It makes a difference. I'm looking at were you going to say something, Lisa?
Yeah, I wanted to say, too, you know, as I listen to both of you, I'm remembering I saw online the other day that there were northern lights in the sky there in Georgia. Maybe your ancestors, Celeste, had something to do with those northern lights.
I know that's right. Focus on what is true. Focus on what is true. And, you know, because I want to talk about family constellations in a minute, but I find myself looking at this question from Nicole in the chat room, and it's like something won't leave me alone about it. And, you know, she said, how do I dispel the negative forces that threaten my happiness and prosperity? And, you know, what I really want to ask you, Nicole, is if we're calling, but I still want to ask, you this. When you, first of all, when you say you accepted that there's a negative force that is threatening your happiness and your prosperity, and but it's still blocking, you said it's very powerful. I feel like you need to really look at what you're saying. Those words that you're typing in the chat room, what is the negative force that is blocking you? What does that look like? And how did you conclude that it's blocking you? Is it because you have a goal that you want to achieve and it hasn't happened? Are you looking at the prosperity that you have right now? The abundance is around you. Now, this is not about this is not about denial, but I also know when the focus is on the negative force or forces that are around you, if you allow yourself that becomes the way of your life, no matter what happens, you could be born again. If that's your focus, and I'm not talking born again Christian terms, I'm talking about soulfully born again, you could still, you know, be attaching yourself to that negative force. And usually when people say negative forces, they mean something that's bad, that's not working for them. But we got to transcend the world of duality and look at this energy that you say is blocking your happiness or threatening your happiness. As a matter of fact, it's not even blocking, it's threatening it. It's like, you know, you got it, but this force is saying, be careful. So I think that, you know, there's more to your question, and it will help if you call in. But if not, I think you just need to really get still and really ask yourself some real questions. What is this negative forces that you're talking about? Where did it start? How is it threatening your happiness? How is it threatening your prosperity? And then you say it's very powerful. So it has more power over the smudging, the candle magic, the sea salt, and the prayer. So if you have a force that's so much more powerful than prayer, there needs to be a tweaking of how you're seeing your world, because prayer is not asking or begging God for anything. The good is already here. For me, prayer is stepping into the truth. Prayer is stepping into the most powerful force of the universe, which is love. Prayer is declaring and affirming that the universe is for you, not against you. So I'll leave it there.
I trust, yeah, as you're talking today, I'm also looking at the chat room, and I see that Nicole's writing in that she's at work and she can't call in. And
okay.
I want to honor and acknowledge that there's a lot of mystery, you know, that goes on in the spiritual energetic realm, you know.
Indeed.
And so we're lucky to be alive during this time when there are so many different paths and resources available to us to access support and guidance. And so, you know, it's a blessing that we have all these choices about resource, and sometimes it can be overwhelming too.
Yes.
You know, it can be a challenge to discern, you know, from where do we get guidance. And so,
right.
Yeah. And so I find myself going back again to this idea of divine wisdom that that it is there, that it is, it's been my experience and my observation that that's there. In terms of ancestry, I don't know if it's a newer thing. For some people, this idea about accessing connection with ancestors, it's a new idea. For others, not at all. You know, some of us are very flexed in those muscles. Maybe it's a good time to say a little bit about the constellation approach.
I don't have to understand it, but I just feel that question draws me in, let's go into family constellations, and it'll bring shed light for all of us that are listening to the show live or archive. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, you bet. So the constellation approach, it's called family constellations or systemic constellations. This is a very body-based, experiential way for us to access the connections and the influence of our ancestors in our lives. So it was primarily developed as a group approach, but it's also very accessible with one-on-one practitioners. And the approach gives us a way to very quickly and profoundly experience how deeply connected we are with who and where we come from. So we get to experience with our bodies and our minds and our hearts how the things that happen before us might be influencing us, and how much we might be kind of out of alignment in some way. We might be working very hard for somebody or something in our family to try to get truth seen. So the reality is that when there is unacknowledged truth in family life, there is an impulse, there's a systemic pressure that gets passed on from one generation to the next trying to get that truth seen. And the truth has, the kind of truth that I'm talking about have to do with very simple things about belonging, who belongs where in the family, who lived, who died, home country, the truth of home countries, the truth of war experience, the truths around unacknowledged strength and unacknowledged gifts that are in ancestries that maybe weren't allowed to be expressed. Maybe somebody had a real gift or talent in some area that because of a circumstance that they were in, you know, they weren't allowed to express it. So, so many different ways that this work can be really helpful. So, just a little nutshell, great to read about it online.
FamilyConstellationsWest.com, FamilyConstellationsWest.com. You can also pick up Lisa's book, which is Ancestral Blueprints. You can find all information on Lisa's website. You can go to Lisa Iversen, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. All the information you need about the book, about just everything about the book. It's Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. Let's talk about this real quick. I'm grateful for the gift that Nicole is sharing with us here. She's saying, life is complicated by a lack of money. Working hard to stay afloat, and woo, Lord. Lisa, what do you think about, what do you feel about that statement?
Well, she's certainly not alone, but I know that she knows that. But I, you know, the other thing is that, you know, in terms of money and family life, sometimes part of what's influencing us with money is that if our ancestors were burdened with poverty, then we sometimes are in connection with that energy that keeps us from prospering in some way financially, and it has to do with a deep love toward our ancestors, where there's sometimes an impulse to try to carry their suffering that they've already had, and we don't even know that that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not that's going on for Nicole, I don't know. I just know that I've seen that, witnessed, experienced that many times, that can be an influence with this kind of a situation.
Yes. So much. I feel so much. And I also hear, that's enough for now.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going to listen to that. There's so much to say, but I'm also hearing, but that's enough for now.
Oh, good listening.
No questions, no thought. It's enough for now. That's all digested. If you want to find out more about Family Constellations, you can go to FamilyConstellationsWest.com. Also check out Lisa's website, LisaIversen.com. And I told you, you want to pick up Lisa's book, Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. There is a reason you are right where you are right now. There's a reason you're experiencing what you're experiencing now. As a matter of fact, the challenges that you say you're going through, the problems that you're having, actually are trying to tell you something. Don't run from it. Don't deny it. Embrace it. Listen to it. Become fully aware and say, I am listening. What must I do? Then you get to receive the gift. Ancestral Blueprints takes place every last Wednesday of the month. And between now and then, you can catch up with Lisa Iversen on through her website. You can send her an email and call her and do what you need to do to set yourself free, to recognize that you are free. You just need to allow. Life Conversations Radio, we do shows here, live shows, Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you come back and join us. Please share the show with your friends, your family, your pets, your lovers, and everybody that needs to know, because we host the best shows on the planet. Don't worry about all the other radio stations. Anyway, life is good. It's getting better. Lisa, anything else you want to add before we release the show?
Oh, deep gratitude for everybody, for you, Ade, for sure, for Pamela, for Nicole, for everybody who's been with us today and who's going to be listening in the future. And I invite a prayer, a blessing, too, as I head off tomorrow to San Francisco for a conference that's happening. This is a conference of people like myself, facilitators, practitioners in the constellation field. There's going to be about 250 of us from around the country gathered for the next 3-4 days, kind of steeped in our practice with this work. If anybody wants to learn about that conference, the website is usconstellations.com. So just a little FYI about that, and look forward to next month with deep gratitude.
Yes, indeed. And we are with you. We're sending love and light. We know that everyone there is becoming even more aware of the truth. And because you guys are there, you'll be there, and all the other people you're going to be with, you're supporting us to be our complete self. So thank you, Lisa, for the work that you're doing, for being brave enough to say yes to the call.
Thank you,
Lisa. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. All the shows can be listened to, or the archive, you can download it, you can do whatever you want. Well, no, don't do whatever you want with it. Listen, you can download it, but don't do whatever you want with it. That, I don't know who was talking there. But anyway, I'll see you tomorrow for Ask Life Coach Ade, 12 p.m. Eastern. And you can find us on Facebook, LifeConversationsRadio.com. And make sure you check out our website for upcoming guests, LifeConversationsMedia.com. I release and let go, Agape Choir, featuring soloist Nikki Harris. The website address is AgapeLive.com. I release, I let go.
In my life, I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient, and I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it. And I let go.
this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.